Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Hi there, and welcome to the Movie News. A modern-day reboot of the Fletch comedy film franchise is in the works at Miramax, with John Hamm to take over the title role. Chevy Chase played the quick-witted, investigative reporter Irvin M. Fletch Fletcher in the 1985 original and in the 1989 sequel Fletch Lives. The films were based on the books by Gregory MacDonald. The new film will be based on MacDonald's second book in the series, Confess Fletch. A mysterious chain of events sees Fletch finding himself in the middle of multiple murders, one of which pins him as a prime suspect. While on a quest to prove his innocence, Fletch is tasked with finding his fiancée's stolen art collection, acquired after her father goes missing and is presumed dead. Hamm and Connie Tavel will produce, while Superbad director Greg Mottola will take charge behind the camera from a script by Zeb Borrow. Apple has picked up the rights to Justin Timberlake's lead drama Palmer, which also stars Juno Temple, June Squibb, Ryder Allen and Alicia Wainwright. Timberlake plays Eddie Palmer, a former college football phenomenon who, after a stint in prison, returns to his hometown to get his life back on track. He faces not only lingering conflicts from his past, but a much more surprising challenge as he finds himself in charge of a unique young boy abandoned by his wayward mother. Fisher Stevens directed the movie and it'll now debut on Apple TV Plus at a date to be announced. The project marks Stevens' first feature narrative in nearly a decade after several documentaries. A stage musical prequel to the late Joel Schumacher's 1980s classic The Lost Boys is in the works. A Lost Boys story will reportedly focus on a younger version of Kiefer Sutherland's David as he arrives to America from Lithuania and winds up at an orphanage run by eventual head vampire Max, played by Edward Herrmann in the film. He then hits the road, picking up the other vampires and creating a family with three other guys as they head for California. Musician G. Tom Mack, who wrote the film's famed song Cry Little Sister, composed the score and says the show is almost finished. Casting is underway with J.D. McCreary, who voiced the young Simba in Jon Favreau's The Lion King remake, will play the child vampire character of Laddie. Malcolm McDowell is reportedly in talks to play Max. The project isn't likely to hit until 2022. Paramount Network has scrapped plans for a prequel series to Jonathan Glazer's Oscar-nominated British black comedy crime caper, Sexy Beast. The project had received a straight-to-series order for 10 episodes last summer. No official reason has been given for the axing, but with the project still finishing scripts and not having begun production as of yet, it was probably an easier cost-cutting move in the wake of the Viacom-CBS merger. The series tells the early days of the characters portrayed in the movie by Ray Winston, Ben Kingsley and Ian McShane. Mattel Films and Universal Pictures, in their first theatrical collaboration, are teaming up to develop a live-action film based on the hit 1990s PBS TV series Wishbone, about a Jack Russell Terrier. The original series followed the dog as he performed famous literary moments. Mattel plans to reinvent the property as a modern, family-friendly comedy. Oscar winner Peter Farrelly will produce, while Roy Parker will write the script. The project marks the ninth Mattel Films project currently in the works, a development slate that includes the Margot Robbie-led Barbie, a live-action Hot Wheels film, and a live-action Barney movie, which Get Out star Daniel Kaluuya is producing. Cinemagic is looking for young film enthusiasts aged 8 to 18 years of age to take on the role of online film consultants on the 23rd and 24th of July to help program a series of short films for the annual Cinemagic Festival that takes place in October. The participants will work with the Cinemagic team to help steer the choice of films for the festival as they watch and critique a series of short films from around the globe. If you know a budding film critic who'd enjoy the opportunity to spend time immersed in movies, then this is a fantastic opportunity to see a diverse range of new films, review and debate them, and deciding key content for one of the largest film festivals for young people in the UK and Ireland. How to register? Well, just send an email to info@cinemagic.org.uk to receive a registration form and the film links. To new releases now, and on VOD there's a documentary called Landless, an insight into the Brazilian landless workers' movement everyday routine, which is divided up between tilling the land, political activism, and talk of what a better future might look like. Then we have Come As You Are, which sees three young men with disabilities hit the road with a jaded nurse driver to a brothel in Montreal catering to people with special needs. It's a remake of a Belgian movie. And then finally, we have Clemency. As she prepares to execute another inmate, Bernadine must confront the psychological and emotional demons her job creates, ultimately connecting her to the man she is sanctioned to kill. Alfre Woodward and Richard Sheaf star. And finally, the Irish Film and Television Academy IFTA this week announced their nominations for the 2020 IFTA Awards across 25 categories. A huge congratulations to all the nominees. The Academy is currently finalising its plans for a bespoke virtual 2020 award ceremony scheduled for September, with full details to be announced shortly.